from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone is calling for NJ Transit and Amtrak to refund riders who got caught in Monday's suspension of service on the Northeast Corridor and North Jersey coastline due to overhead wire problems. Quote, Amtrak and NJ Transit must immediately address these recurring failures and provide clear communication to commuters about what steps they are taking to ensure reliable service, Pallone says. NJ Transit says the problem, quote, involved a pantograph on top of an NJ Transit train. A Jersey Shore town votes to end a decade-long legal battle over going rogue and doing its own beach repairs.
Pending public comment, North Wildwood City Council is voting to accept a settlement with the State Department of Environmental Protection. The city will drop its lawsuit that was seeking to be repaid for $30 million in sand trucked in and deposited on severely eroding beaches. In turn, the state will cancel $12 million in fines against North Wildwood for doing such work without approval. An emergency project was done by the state last summer as the city awaits a federal project next year. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey officials break up two separate human trafficking rings in different parts of the state. The disturbing allegations come out of Essex and Cumberland counties.
Newark residents have been indicted after officials say they arranged for teenage victims to have sex with strangers so they could profit. Attorney General Matthew Platkin says the suspects used smartphone apps to place ads.
The children victims, and I want to underscore that these were children, were then allegedly taken to short-term rentals and hotels to engage in sex acts.
In a case out of Bridgeton, Platkin says defendants recruited women on the false pretense that they would be working as dancers. Instead, they were taken to a home where they were offered for commercial sex.
New victims were picked up on a weekly basis from Queens, New York, and from Paterson, New Jersey.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And online predators, they're lurking on social media sites, gaming platforms, and chat rooms, looking for the opportunity to exploit your children. The FBI estimates that 500,000 predators are online daily with kids between the ages of 12 and 15, most at risk. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Targeted, protecting New Jersey children from online predators tomorrow night at 7. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And are we due for any snow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
Robert Dukansky of
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:04. It's time for Fast Traffic.
Local closure in Rahway of Klein Place between Stone Street and Westfield Avenue. It's for utility work until further notice. Now, we had a stall entering the southbound turnpike at Interchange 10. It was on the common ramp before the car and truck lane split. Either way, the stall has now been cleared out of the way. 33 West is closed past the turnpike in Hightstown because of a water main break. And if you're traveling on Route 18 North in East Brunswick, you may see some brake lights as they close a second lane for construction between Edgeboro Road and Eggers Street. The westbound express lanes of 78 have work near exit 57 in Newark. And as we head to 295 South, you're closed at the Aljo Curve. It's because of construction. 76 East is jammed from the Walt Whitman Bridge down to 295 as construction crews are pacing traffic. And then farther down the line, as you get onto the Atlantic City Expressway, we have got some pretty heavy delays building as you approach exit 41 in Sicklerville. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, watch to lose a lane at the Holland Tunnel for construction work. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shaport at 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
What do you think? We want to know. Dial 800-283-1015. Join the conversation on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It will be windy through the overnight hours with periods of rain and wet snow. There could be a slushy coating to an inch or so of accumulation, mainly north and west of 287. Temperatures will mostly be in the mid to upper 30s to near 40. Those rain and snow showers wind down fairly early on Thursday and very windy through the day with some gusts of 40 or 50 miles per hour. Clouds will break for some sunshine. High temperatures in the low 40s, but then falling into the 30s. And then blustery and cold Thursday night, lows 25 to 30. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Clinton, it's 40 degrees, Jackson 40, and Melville 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. That is Judy Rewind.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.